Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Higher Power Tech Podcast. I am one happier duo that you see in front of you, Mark Komar, and this is Mr. Joaquin Komar.
How you guys doing?
All right, guys. So you see the topic today, we're talking about minority majority in tech. And I know we know the big elephant in the room. We understand you see two brothers on the screen talking to you. So obviously, we know that there is the big disparity in minority representation within the tech world. We all are fully aware of the fact that behind the scenes in a lot of the major tech companies, as well as the tech startups, C-suites, there's not enough representation of the minority, whether it be African Americans, Blacks, female Blacks, Latina, Hispanic, Mexican, whatever it might be, Indian American. There's not enough representation in that, and we need to get more of that out there. This is why we're here, right? This is why you see Joaquin and I. This is why I own a staffing firm that specializes in IT. Not to discriminate against anyone, but again, we need to have just the obvious representation of what the world really is. The amalgamation of what we really are as humanity needs to be represented within the back end of coding and information data and breakdown and statistics and, you know, data science and machine learning. We need to be in there and in the conversations, because it needs to be an even understanding of deliverability for the software and the systems that we're using, the AI we're creating. It needs to be uniform if it's going to be correct in its relation to dealing with criminal justice, you know, and eventually, or if it's dealing with, you know, patrolling and policing, that type of thing, right? It can't be the same thing that we brought with our inconsistencies as human and our biases as human, you know, between race and sexuality. It can't be that dichotomy. And it shouldn't be that dichotomy, especially because we're the creators of it now, right? So the only way for that to happen is there needs to be more representation of the minority majority. However, after that being said, this is not the main focus that we want to talk about for the next few minutes, though. We wanted to pivot a little bit and bring a different thought to the minority majority. And in the thought and aspect of, if we want to get more representation, we need to get more awareness to the minorities, that you don't have to feel as if because what you don't know should hold you back from getting involved. Okay. Mm-hmm. There is education out here that is accessible. There is a starting point for everybody to be able to get into the tech realm and get into tech positions, to have a career, to have a voice, to have a input in the coding and all that. Okay. So that's what we really want to talk to you guys about today, is more so to our extended communities of the minorities, that we are the minority majority, but we can mitigate that by knowing that there's a way to get involved. And so Joaquin and I are here to give you that awareness as to what you can do, steps you can take, to get the education necessary to get your feet wet, if you will, in the tech realm. If you're not coming from that, you're coming from a labor force, or you're coming from, your own entrepreneurial, but you're not necessarily tech savvy. So Joaquin, I'm going to give you the floor here to kind of talk to them about what they can do to, you know, not be the minority anymore, but be, you know, knowledgeable.
For sure. So for starters, let's just kind of go over, you know, one or two points about like, what is the benefit of technology? Obviously, me and Mark, we're talking to you like through a phone, computer, like, you know, maybe you got listen to us on Spotify, whatever it may be. Like, there's no getting around it. Even with like my TV, there's so many different hoops that you got to hop through, like even to turn on the TV. So like technology is here. It's going to, you know, continue to make, you know, more and more and more bigger of an impact. You know, people are, they have technology implanted in them, whether it be like some sort of surgery or whatever to like enhance them. So like, it's here to stay, and it's going to be more and more relevant every single day. So right away. Second would be like, what is the benefit of having these tech skills, right? What are you going to get out of it? The biggest thing is you have a job, you know, because technology is taking over. If you even look back to when like they had like factories and building cars and whatnot, you know, the assembly line. At first, it was just filled with people. You know, there's a ton of people in these assembly lines. And now there's machines, you know. And now you're getting to where there's like driverless cars, right? So, like I said, it's coming. It's here to stay. And it's taking over more, like, more of the simple tasks that we would do from day to day. We don't have to worry about those simple tasks because there's technology out here doing it. So, you know, you want to be the person that is able to maneuver that technology. You want to be the person that's able to like build that technology. You want to be the person that's able to utilize it so that you do have a job at the end of the day. You are able to put like food on the table. You're able to pay for like your living. So a couple of things that you can do to make sure that you get that knowledge, or at least to make sure that you start learning it. And then a couple of skills that you like should pick up, right? Or will pick up. Boot camps. I was actually talking to a friend not too long ago, and she was saying how, because she didn't finish college, she was saying how, you know, she was going to college. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I didn't finish college either. So go ahead. I didn't finish college either, but go ahead.
But she was saying how, you know, she didn't finish college and, you know, she kind of felt that being like a black lady, she felt like she should go through a 4-year degree with like computer networking, right? And I was thinking to myself, I'm like, that's a good idea to get the education. And then I just kind of threw out there like, well, like a boot camp would be like much quicker. You know, so like, why not, you know, go the boot camp route? And so, like, she had her reasons of, you know, why she wanted to go the 4-year degree route, which is, you know, totally fine. But the truth is, if you go the boot camp route, you don't have to take these ridiculous, unnecessary classes that have absolutely nothing to do with the skill that you need to, you know, survive in the workforce, right? You don't need to take home ec classes, you know, to learn JavaScript, right? So boot camp compared to school, it's way quicker, right? And the information is a lot more centered, you know, and you don't have to, like, you just get, one of my football coaches in college would say, like, skin the fat. So instead of running, like, east and west and thinking you're going to outrun, like all of these dudes, just start going north and south because you're gonna get a lot more yards a lot quicker, right? So boot camps or any type of program that can take you from like 0 to 100 in like, you know, 6 months or a year, I would definitely go that route because it's going to get you the information a lot quicker, and also it's going to be a lot cheaper. Would you rather pay, you know, 40 racks or 20 racks a year for some dumb shit that you're not even going to need? Or would you rather drop like a couple thousand or so, or whatever it may, a fraction of the price, let's put it like
fraction.
That. A fraction of the price to, you know, to get that knowledge. So boot camps one. And the second, some of the skills, some of the things that are becoming like a lot more like relevant. Learning how to code, or learning how to build whatever AI, right, is out there. Learning how to do that. I just had a buddy that finished a boot camp actually not too long ago. He's actually in the tech industry. And I was talking to him about a couple of things. So I was trying to learn JavaScript at the time. And it was like, well, I'm doing an AI boot camp because that's going to be a lot more relevant. So some sort of AI boot camp. DevOps, some sort of DevOps boot camp, because there are developers out there that they need help automating whatever they're doing, and they don't feel like, you know, creating their code and continuously having to create the same thing over and over and over and over and over. So if you go to a DevOps bootcamp, then you're able to help the developers automate whatever they're doing. So it saves them. Any type of programming language, right? Any course or bootcamp that goes over JavaScript, Python, Golang, learning SQL, you know, any bootcamp that goes over like those programming languages will take you from 0 to 100. You'll be able to create projects, put them on your LinkedIn, reach out to hiring managers, let them know what you're doing, tell them how you'll be of value to what they're looking for. So there's a good amount of routes that you can take so that you can go 0 to 100. And at the end of the day, not get left behind, and be able to pay your bills and put food on the table. So as far as a recap, guys, there are every single benefit that you can think of as far as getting into tech, that is it. And then as far as getting that knowledge, boot camps, anything that can get you the knowledge as quick and as fast as possible, do it, take it, take the chance, and then network while you're in those boot camps. Because you never know what your boot camp buddy might be associated with. You never know what idea they might have. You never know who they know. So start gaining the skills now and not tomorrow.
That's perfect, brother. I love it. Thank you for going down that rundown. And we'll have this. This is all going to be part of our course that we're putting together. Because the reality is minority majority is the minority is the people's knowledge in technology right now is very little. But that's the majority of the individuals out there that we're talking to. And Joaquin gave a great starter kit to how to get into this. I am a college dropout. But I am an entrepreneur and I run businesses that, you know, are successful. So, but I just have that hustle me for that level. But I fully am aware of learning new skill sets that are necessary to be applicable to my career set and to the workforce. People are afraid right now because you are the majority of people who don't know tech and you hear the big, you know, fear factor of AI is taking over, it's taking my job because I'm a, you know, cashier at Walmart or, you know, I work with a teller window at the bank and they are starting to automate the systems and having more machines and less of us. Guys, AI has always been here. Instead of being afraid of it, you have to be aware that you can learn. And that's what Joaquin is saying to you guys. There's a way to get involved and you do not, and I do not recommend that you have to go back, like you said, to a 4-year for what? They still put in a 4-year a lot of fluff, right? You know, we all know that when we were growing up, we all said, like, what does, you know, science have to do with me, you know, trying to manage a checkbook or, you know, or try to maintain a job, right? What does social studies have to do with me trying to understand how to make a job, you know, maintain a career, right? Mm-hmm. It's the same thing when you get older. The thing about the tech world that is beautiful, like Joaquin gave a great foundation to get into the tech world if you haven't even thought about that as a career path. But then once you get in, it is massive as far as where lanes you can go down. Right. And the opportunity for great salaries. So I'll just take it to the next level of, you know, if you go into, you know, say the field of your more of an analytic brain, and let's just say you did, you know, finish school, but you're not necessarily, you didn't use your degree, but you're more of an analytic brain. So data scientist, data analytics, you know, dark data, machine learning. These are great positions that pay very well because a lot of companies need to sift through the data that they're collecting. That is one thing in the past 5, 6, 7 years, these companies are sitting on a data from what they're getting on the back end of our, you know, logging in to these, you know, iPhones and to Google. They're collecting a lot of our information, right? But they're just sitting on it and they need to be able to sift through it and get statistics and be able to, you know, put things in its proper place and break things down. And all of these particular unique skill sets that you can go to boot camps for and you can get certifications for once you have the grounding down, the coding down, like he said, you know, you have the Python, you have all that knowledge. You can now go into these fields and starting pay starts around 160 and up, guys. And these positions are needed. They're not going anywhere. you know, we talk about the AI in fear, but the AI still needs to be able to, you know, evolve itself properly. It needs to be able to, again, sift through that information properly. So when you talk in the ChatGPT, it needs to go into, you know, its archive. If the information is not delivered properly, which is not right now, it's still trying to get sifted out. But it's the data scientists that are doing that. It's the data analytics that are doing that. It's the machine learners that are doing that, right? So there's positions, there's jobs out there, there's opportunity. When one door closes, another one opens, right? We heard that before, right? But you have to be willing to, you know, if you are one who grew up in a church and you heard that Bible verse that said, knock and the door shall be open. Well, the key is you got to knock. You know what I'm saying? It never said walk past the door, the shall be open.
Right.
You know, look at the door, shall be open. No, you got to knock. So that means you have to go out and you have to seek the information. Don't be so, we can no longer continue to let the elephant in the room being the minority be the thing that we know to be the thing, and we let it hold us back, and we're looking for someone to come save us. You got to save yourself. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah. So just to add on to that, it's all about like being prepared for when that opportunity comes, right? Because like we don't always get that opportunity every single day. So when that door does open, you don't want to be stuck like with your pants like at your ankles and you just fall flat on your face, right? So, you know, take the time now to start learning whatever, and maybe you learn something, you don't like it. Okay, who cares? Technology, it's a huge umbrella. There's so many different routes that you can take. If you don't like being that coder, then maybe, you know, business analyst, where you kind of like that liaison between business and technology. So like there's so many different routes that you can take. You know, if you don't want like portion, you can try something else, but definitely head down the technology route, because there are opportunities now and there will be more opportunities in the future, and you just don't want to be like left behind, because then it's like, oh shit, like what do I do? So yeah, you know. Yeah. Go ahead, Mark.
Because no, I'm glad you said that. You know, being ready for the opportunity, guys. It's like you said, it's here. It's been here, but it's definitely here, and it is not going anywhere. So instead of being afraid of it or trying to, you know, circumvent it or go around it or, you know, put your head down, act like it's not here, it doesn't benefit you. Like you said, get ready for the opportunities. And if you're here on higher power, you're hearing, we're giving you that knowledge, because like one thing Joaquin said in other podcasts I love, you don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. But once you do know, now you have the responsibility now to take the proper action. All you need to know is to hear, right? At least to get an idea. So we're giving you the idea and the conversation around it. So therefore you can know where you can start to put your inquiries and do your, once you heard what he just said, if he said Java, if he said DevOps, you type it into Google search, you know, and see, he said bootcamp, you know, like type in DevOps bootcamp, you know, we're going to give you this information. Once you get a part of our course, we'll give you the links to certain bootcamps. We'll give you links to certain, you know, job opportunities lines up and what the costs and or what the salaries are. So you have an idea. We're putting that together very soon here, but in the interim, go search this stuff. You know, that's why we're talking about it. I do want to go back to this real quick, just so we're clear, because I know we're going to get a lot of people listening to this. I do not want to, I started us off by talking about the elephant in the room where, yes, we know about the minority, you know, race, gender, all of that. And I do want to say we are fully aware of the few minorities that are at the C-suite positions, that are in the higher up, you know, position. We are fully aware of the issues you face of trying to get your voice heard and trying to make sure you do open the door for those of us who are in the tech realm. And we do appreciate that. I do want to address this. That conversation, though, is for another episode and another conversation of the time, because there's truths to everything, but everything does deserve its light and shining its light in its conversation. So those of you who are on here that are listening to us, that, you know, you're a VP and you're pretty high up. You have your Six Sigma black belt and you're out there moving orgs of, 200, 300 people. We'll have a conversation for you and with you later on. What we're trying to address right now is an individual who is working, at UPS right now as a truck driver and realizing that they're getting tired of that hustle. They have a college degree, but they never really use it, and they want to get into the tech field. We're talking to you. We're talking to you to feel comfortable and knowledgeable and getting understanding that there is a way for you to get in, okay? There is a way for you to get your foot into the door. And just take the action without having to go back, to get your master's and all that stuff. You don't have to do that. As Joaquin said, the tech industry is so vast. There's opportunity. I cannot express this enough. There's opportunity amongst a myriad of opportunities for you to get involved and to have a position and have a long lasting career if that's what you desire. Without having, and then one thing I love about tech, and let me say this, maybe you can speak to this too, Joaquin. Mm-hmm. One thing I do like about tech, even though I'm not a tech practitioner, like I said, I'm an entrepreneur. So I manage the dark data specialists. I manage, the full stack engineers, front back end engineers, all that stuff. What I like about tech though, is you can use your brain power and you don't have to use your physical labor.
Man.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, I like that. And I've had this conversation with my brother because like growing up, like kids, you either have like the football dream or the basketball dream or the track dream. And I remember, a couple of years ago, just having a conversation with my brother saying that, like, I want to be able to shed more light, for kids and show them that, like, trying to be the next LeBron James, it's cool. Right. It's cool. But there's also another route that you can take where you might not make as much, but you can still make a good amount, forget about the hip surgery, forget about the knee surgery, forget about the long physical hours of practice. Like, you can still like pay bills, more than pay bills. Right.
More than pay bills.
So, there's an extreme amount of opportunity. And like, as far as like income, there's no ceiling. There's no ceiling because some companies out here are just paying crazy amounts of money, So like, just get in the field, just start to network, just allow yourself to be open to like different opportunities. And like the money will, LeBron said, he said, hey guys, he goes, don't worry about the money. Like, just worry about the skills. Just get the skills, and like you will have the opportunities to like make more money than you've ever thought of.
Thank you, brother. That's why I love you on this show with me and as us doing this. You are so right, ladies and gentlemen. As two young brothers who grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, we were athletes. The stereotypical thought for the minorities, the darker pigmented skin people, is always a thought of, to get my mama a house, I gotta do 7 touchdowns a game.
Right.
I get to lead. You know what I'm saying? I gotta physically beat my, like you said, have my knees possibly blown out. I gotta be this stature of a being that is really freakish anyway, in some capacity, right? to give my mama, and that's total, we don't have to anymore. The beautiful thing is the ground has been leveled. We have to be now willing to take the revolution or take the fight to the fight and be able to get involved in the right things.
Right.
And I'm so happy. I'm so honored when my cousin said he would get on this with me, because I totally agree with him. To show young women, young men of the minority status here in America that are under middle class, right, in the hood. Now, having access to it, that's a whole other conversation, I agree. But even at minimum now, most, even those who are under middle class, have a smartphone.
Uh-huh.
And my statement to people is always, if you have a smartphone, do you have iBooks if you have an iPhone, or do you have the book, on your phone where you can download books? Do you have that app, or do you have games? Right. Do you look at YouTube as far as trying to listen to podcasts that are talking about tech? Because people are giving, just like us, we're giving free game, right? Are you listening to those YouTubes, or are you listening to the cat thing or whatever, you know, whatever the latest, you know, fun thing is, or dance video, you know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. Right? And so, or on TikTok, are you listening to those who break down their industry, right? Because let me tell you, Joaquin was so right. There are plenty of industries. I was just talking about being a data scientist, right? Do you know that within Netflix and Meta, and I know there's positions where they pay their mid-level, $500,000, and they pay them cash to do their job. Uh-huh. $500,000. Some go up to $600,000. What other career can you go into where you're making $100K within 6 years? You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. That without being a VP or, you know, or vice president of a company, you know what I'm saying? But we don't know these things, right? Unless we talk about it, unless we glorify it. The problem is we're not having these conversations enough. We feel like, again, the more conversation we have, the thing that's permeating the TV is the LeBron James. And again, I don't like it because I loved it. I played ball, right? But we see the commercials. We see him on Nike. We see, you know, Serena Williams, right? Great athlete. Nobody's knocking that. But that's the thing that's permeated. There's not a commercial popping up. The coder, the scientist sitting there, you know, at the computer. But they just got paid from Netflix to be in one of their orgs to help, you know, keep this, you know, behemoth of an entity running. They get paid $500,000. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know, off of 2 degrees, you know what I'm saying? Or you know, and 3 certifications. You know what I'm saying? So guys, we want to bring this awareness. We don't have to be the minority majority in the negative of not knowing anymore. We don't have to fear the fact that we don't know what we don't know. There is a way to get involved in this big open game of technology. And the more we flood it, the more we get involved, the more we get the representation we desire and that we need within the tech realm. And then the more we get paid, what we deserve to get paid, because and the labor is not as hard. The reason why retirement was what it was, you know, 50, 60 years ago, why people had to freaking retire, is because they're physically labor jobs. You know, my father was working overhead lines, right? I believe your father was working at Stouffer's, you know, in the factory line. You know what I'm saying? So, like, these are physical manual labor jobs. UPS might be still a better situation, but still, man, you got to get out, get the package, walk around, go take it in. You know what I'm saying? So that has a finite window. It's just like an athlete. It has a finite time that your body can physically take that pressure. But one thing that will always be strong, if you use it well, is this. And you can sit and do that. You know what I'm saying? So, guys, don't fear being a majority in tech. We can be the majority in tech if you take the proper steps. It doesn't take all day. Like Joaquin said, go get boot camps. You don't have to go back to the 4-year. You don't have to spend buku dollars you don't have.
Right.
You can do it with, like you said, a fraction of cost. Most of them do payment plans, right?
Yeah.
And you can get involved, learn the basics if you don't know. It's okay to start fresh. It's okay to start new. But once you get it, and I'll say this and I'll let you close out, Joaquin, in a second. Let me just say this. I heard before from one of my mentors, he said, if you're 25 now, and as long as nothing catastrophic happens to you, you're going to be 35. So the next 10 years are going to pass regardless. How are they going to pass is the question.
Uh-huh.
So if you start at 25 with what you don't know now and you get past your fear of, you know, not knowing, of, you know, feeling like you're an imposter syndrome, all that bullshit. If you get past all that, you start. The next 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 years are going to pass. Imagine where you can be. Imagine where you can be and imagine, okay, now I'm in a career where I'm bringing in $800,000 a year off of just me just doing what I normally do. And I'm on my laptop. I'm at the beach or I'm in, you know, this other country. You know, I'm over here. I'm I don't know, Elon might have us flying to Mars or something. I don't know. You know, but the next 10 years are going to pass anyway. How are they going to do this, right? So you might as well get started. How you want to close this out, brother?
Yeah, so a buddy of mine who's actually, well, to me, he's a big-time options trader. And he put a, if you would have, like, invested in Apple or some NVIDIA, you know, and some of these other companies, you know, not too long ago, like, you'd be set, right? You'd be completely set. So, like, now is the time, you know, for you to, like, get that chance back. It's not necessarily Apple, but having the skills for technology, you know, 10, 20 years down the line, you'll be more than set, right? So don't be late to the game because there are waves in everything. And even though technology will become more and more relevant, who knows? Like maybe 20 years down the line, maybe it might be harder. Who knows, right? But right now, it is definitely the time to pick up those skills so that you can set yourself up for success.
Yeah, I'm totally with that. Thank you, brother. All right, guys, we hope that that made sense. Like, subscribe, comment. Please comment. Well, we want to hear your thoughts on this. We want to know if you have questions on where to go, where to start with your knowledge. Message us so we can help you. Okay, you're not on an island amongst yourself. All right, so we're here to help. That's why Joaquim and I started this community, so you can talk to us if we don't know the answer, because sometimes we freaking don't. And we're fine with that. We'll figure it out together. That's why we started this community. You know what I'm saying? But we have to start talking. And I'm going to say this last part to what you said right there, because I think this is important. Because I hear that all the time. People say, well, imagine if you invested in Apple. Imagine you invested in, you know, what? At the end of the day, it's about getting involved in the right thing. You never know what's going to be Apple or NVIDIA or Microsoft. You never know that. What we're saying is, though, get like Joaquim said, get involved. The problem is we're not even getting involved. Don't put that pressure on yourself saying, well, you know, Mark just said people get paid $600,000, so I missed my opportunity. You didn't miss shit. You only missed something. It's like it's no stupid question. The only stupid question is the one not asked, right? You're not missing anything unless you don't get involved. Get involved, people, and you'll be just fine. Like he said, you said it right. Things go on waves. Something is coming along the pike again. If you have the certification, and more importantly, by you jumping involved and getting your feet and getting your mind and getting your wheels turning and coding and understanding these things, the great thing is whatever might come down the pike, now you're more prepared mentally, emotionally, and physically to get involved in it. Even if you don't win in it big, you still can be a part of it. And that's all you want, you know? So don't psych yourself out, okay? That's all I'm going to make sure you understand. Don't psych yourself out. Get involved. No matter where you are, get started. We're here to help. All right. Thank you, guys. We appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
Be great.